important read-by-three program. And they did this because when they were looking for budget cuts, their union bosses, who fund their campaigns, by the way, basically came to them and said, look, we want the money to continue to flow our way, and something else is going to have to go. And so they cut this read-by-three program. Again, this from the party that is constantly lecturing us about how committed they are to education, faced with the choice between saving this important early literacy program and giving their financial backers, these union bosses, what they wanted. They sided with the unions, and to me it really speaks to absolutely misplaced priorities. We absolutely need to do much better in our education system, and that's why I'm running. A big part of why I'm running is to make sure that we don't just keep doing the same thing, expect different results. We need to take a different approach.
Andy, in our final 45 seconds, we are 25 days out from the election. We may not know the results of the election for another few days. But at this late date, what is it you need from the general public, whether they live in District 37 or maybe one of the other districts? You know, what you end up doing as an assemblyman is going to end up impacting folks all across the state. If folks want to help you, what do you need and what do you want?
Now, the best thing they can do is they can hop onto my website. That's andyfornevada.com, all spelled out, andyfornevada.com. They can sign up to volunteer, help us knock on doors. They can make a contribution. For those who do live in Assembly District 37, I'm asking for your vote. I'd love to have you stand with me in this fight for Nevada's future. And the last thing I'll say, I know there is a lot of confusion out there with this new mail-in system about, you know, where do I vote, how do I vote, when do I vote. We've actually put a link to all that information right there on the homepage of my website, so that anyone with questions can hop on there and get the information that they need. AndyForNevada.com, again, is the address. Kevin, thank you so much, my friend.
Andy, always good talking to you. Best of luck on November 3rd and beyond. That's Andy Matthews, candidate for Assembly District 37, joining us here. I'm Kevin Wall. We're going to talk to one of the leading political consultants across the state of Nevada, Robert Eitoven. We'll get a chance to visit with him, and we'll see which way the winds are blowing politically here in the state. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And at 3:32, just check the traffic cams right now. They did clean up that earlier crash we talked about on Interstate 15 southbound of Blue Diamond. The ramp was closed there. It's open now. No restrictions there, 15 south of Blue Diamond. Also, we're getting some moderate flows as you work your way. It is a Friday, after all, on Interstate 15 in the resort area, so you'll be tapping the brakes every now and then between Sunset and Sahara. Slow flows on the Beltway, too, 215 west at Valley Verde. And remember, road work has just begun on a year-long project on Interstate 15 northbound. That's at Lamb. The lanes are going to be reduced 24/7 until October of 2021 for some bridge construction.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Golden Knights have signed two restricted free agents for two contracts for next year, one-year deals for both Reed Duke and Jimmy Schultz. Duke was the Knights' first ever signing. He had 15 points in 39 games for the Chicago Wolves of the AHL this past season. He was part of the organization's postseason taxi squad. And then Schultz, who was a college free agent signing in 2019, he also played with the Chicago Wolves. He had 21 points in 52 games. The lone restricted free agent that has not yet been signed by the Golden Knights is winger Keegan Kolsar. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
The really big fall sales begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Almost everything 50 to 70% off. And doorbusters start at just $10 right now. Find it all at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com through October 12th.
If you're very quiet, you can hear it. The joy, the freedom. the crunch from 100% whole grain oats. Stay outside longer with Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Granola Bars. We are better outside.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Las Vegas Relief Dispensary. Your destination for the best deals in town. Get a half ounce of top shelf full flower from Vada for $130. Plus an eighth for one penny. Don't smoke? No problem. Las Vegas Relief is a home with an infused cannabis beverage, Two Roots craft beer, Just Society iced tea, and the new Creative Water infused seltzer. Located at 2244 Paradise Road. You can walk in or order online for express pickup or delivery at LasVegasRelief.com. That's LasVegasRelief.com. Use code radio at checkout to redeem a penny pre-roll. Keep out of the reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Listen to Newsflash Daily for your up-to-date local news brought to you by Mr. Law. Call Mr. Law now at 702-233-3334. Your authority for personal injury, divorce, and probate cases. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, for the for those of you keeping score at home, the Commission on Debates has canceled next Thursday's debate. So there will not be a debate on Thursday. Now, will there be another two presidential debates? That is still under negotiation. What to make of all of it? Let's check in with our friend Robert Eitoven, a political consultant and the president of J3 Strategies. He joins us from Northern Nevada. And Robert, first of all, what do you make of this thing about the president saying he's not going to do virtual debates? Is this going to hurt him or is it going to help him?
Well, thanks for having me on, Kevin. I appreciate it. Always good to be on your show and talking with your listeners. You know, I think it's a travesty what this Commission on Presidential Debates has done here. You know, first of all, having Republicans agree to these formats where you have an avid anti-Trumper like Chris Wallace moderate the first one, Susan Page, who is a Nancy Pelosi biographer, to the vice presidential, and then they had this Scully guy who was an intern for Joe Biden set to be the moderator of the third debate. It's mind-boggling. And then for them to make this announcement on the second presidential debate that was supposed to happen next week, October 15th in Miami, without even consulting with the campaign that they would do virtual. Look, the American people deserve to see both of the candidates on the same stage, see how they react, see how they interact, make sure that they're playing by the rules, no notes. We already know how Biden operates when he's not on a teleprompter. Sometimes he struggles even with a teleprompter. And voters deserve to see a fair debate where both candidates are on a stage answering questions. The Miami debate, which is no more, as you just said, was going to be a town hall format, which would have allowed not just the moderator, but voters to interact and ask their questions. And I think that would have been a very, very good format for the president. And it's unfortunate that that won't happen. I certainly hope that there are more debates. I think the American people want more debates. And it's just unfortunate the way this whole thing unraveled. I think the president was right to not participate in a virtual debate, and really the commission should have consulted with the campaigns before that they made that arbitrary decision.
Yeah, I'm just curious. Should there be two more presidential debates or just one?
You know, I, frankly, they should have gone forward with the 15th, but now, you know, this news is just breaking that they're canceling that off. I know that the president's team, and I'm a senior advisor on the campaign here in Nevada, they want to do two more. They, you know, if the 22nd, 29th would work, but I don't see there being two more. I hope there are two more. I just don't, I don't see how it works on the calendar. I hope there's at least one more. But the issue is, so many people, I mean, there's votes being cast today. There are millions of ballots that have already been submitted. And so if you waited to do a presidential debate as late as the 29th, I don't know how that works. I mean, here in Nevada, by the time we get through, mail ballots are arriving in Clark County today. Mail ballots have already arrived in most of the rest of the state. I live in Washoe County. I've already received my ballot. By the time you get through the people who mail in, you have early vote October 17 through October 30. And by the time all of that is added in, you're going to be at 70% or maybe even closer to 75% of the people will have already voted before Election Day. So, you know, it's having two more seems difficult for the calendar.
And I got to tell you, this whole thing, I spent about 2 weeks trying to figure out how I would vote. And I finally came down to the idea that I don't trust the U.S. Postal Service. I don't trust harvesters, ballot harvesters, who say, sure, I'll be more than happy to get that to the election, to the polling places. And so I'm going to vote on the first day of early voting on October 17th. How are you going to vote?
I'm going to vote in person. I might vote early. I'm typically busy on Election Day with a number of campaigns that I help work on. And but I'm definitely going to vote in person as opposed to mail. You know, I would say this, you know, for your listeners, however you choose to vote, you got to vote. And if you do vote by mail, even if you're skeptical of voting by mail, there is a way that you can track to make sure that your vote has counted. So I would encourage your listeners, no matter where they are, no matter where they reside, if they do mail in their ballot, they should be following up with their registrar of voters several days after to make sure that their vote was indeed received. That there is a way to do that, and you can contact your registrar of voters to verify that your ballot has been received and that it will be counted. But the most important thing, obviously, is to get out and vote. We certainly know that the left is motivated to try to beat this president and try to put Joe Biden and Kamala Harris into the White House, and I think that's pretty frightening for Nevadans and for everyone else across this country who cherish their liberties, their freedoms, cherish our country, our Constitution, and all the protections it affords us. I know we had Joe Biden slip into town, into Las Vegas today, in and out, once again refusing to take any questions from the media. Some of the most significant issues that have not been addressed, that the moderators would not press him on in these debates, another reason why we should have more debates. You know, he wants to completely transform the third branch of government, the judicial branch of government. And certainly we know his running mate does. These issues on whether they support the Green New Deal or not, they say they don't. It's up on their webpage, version of it is. That's a significant issue. They want to ban fracking to one audience, and then when they get in a general election audience, they say they don't. I think there's a lot of questions that are unanswered, some purposely, some they're just being evasive, and they've got a lapdog mainstream media that won't press them on these issues. And so in a debate format where the president can look right across the stage and try to, once again, get these important questions answered, it seems like the Biden campaign wants to do everything they can to run out the clock and not have to confront these questions from voters.
Robert Eitoven joining us, the president of J3 Strategies, but he's also a senior advisor for the president and the effort here in Nevada. We're gonna bring it closer to home coming up in our next segment. So stay right where you are. Don't touch that dial on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Chances are you may never have to appear before a judge or even be in a courtroom. But that doesn't mean your life isn't affected by those who wear the robes of justice. I'm Judge William Kephart, and having been both a justice court and a district court judge, I am tough on criminals, especially those who commit crimes against women and children. Since 2010, I have presided over 100 jury trials, and I have one of the lowest reversal rates in all district courts in the state of Nevada. I'm a strong believer in the rule of law, but I am fair. I manage my courtroom both tough and effectively, which means I will always ensure that the law is properly enforced. And for all of us, that means the Department 19 will be a courtroom presided over by a judge that is a crime fighter, but will also have compassion when needed. Tough, firm, and fair. That's who I am as your District Court Department 19 judge. Thank you for your vote. I'm Judge William Kephart. Visit me at JudgeBillKephart.com.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect William Kephart.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
At Second Amendment Guns, they always believe and uphold everyone's Second Amendment right to carry. They put their customers first and thrive to achieve 100% satisfaction with each customer they serve. Second Amendment Guns, a veterans-owned and operated store, is happy to announce the opening of their second store, along with a state-of-the-art shooting range at the old DMV building in Pahrump. Become a founding member by logging on to secondamendmentguns.com/memberships. By becoming a founding member, you can take advantage of a wide variety of discounts at secondamendmentguns.com/memberships.
During the global pandemic and shutdown, a lot of us have lost track of friends around the country. Hey, Kevin Wall here. You don't trust flying, and a two-day drive to St. Louis isn't all that appealing, but you still want to show some love to the ones you miss so much. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 18 flavors. And you can even put you or your family's picture on the label with a message that says, "We miss you." If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn, so use Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn for your next church or school fundraiser. Oh, and did I mention, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn tastes great. Check out their amazing new website at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. That's Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to Newsflash Daily for your up-to-date local news, brought to you by Mr. Law. Call Mr. Law now at 702-233-3334. Your authority for personal injury, divorce, and probate cases. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Mike Pence was in town, was in Boulder City yesterday. The president says he's going to get back out on the campaign trail. Robert Eitoven is a senior consultant to the campaign here in Nevada. And I've got to ask you, because everybody's been asking me, will we see the president back here in Nevada in the next 25 days?
Well, I don't have anything official to announce on that, Kevin, but I would expect we all see he's clamoring to get back out on the campaign trail. We know how important the state is to the president. We're certainly pushing to have him back, and I would anticipate that, you know, as we come down this final stretch, we're going to make a big push, and I would expect to see him back out west. And when that means coming back west, we know that there's two states out here that really matter as we get down to the final push to get to that 270 electoral vote threshold, and that's Nevada and Arizona. So we're making a big push, and we're hoping that he can get back out, and I know he wants to. And, you know, on that, I mean, in the meantime, yes, we had the vice president. It was great. He did his very first stop after the vice presidential debate in Boulder City. Next week, there's a really cool, you'll love this, Kevin, because I know you love the rural parts of the state as well. There's a cattle drive. This is like one of those organic.
No!
There is a Ranchers for Trump cattle drive taking place next week, and they're bringing this cattle down from the northeast part of the state. It finishes in Fallon, Nevada on October 14th. That's next Wednesday. And Donald Trump Jr. heard of this cattle drive, this Ranchers for Trump event, and he's flying in just to speak at this rally at this
OMG. Oh, I cannot believe it. A cattle drive for Trump.
Yeah, it's a cattle drive for Trump, and it's a Ranchers for Trump event. It's really cool, you know, and I think one of the exciting things about this campaign are just, you know, when people, they do these organic things, whether it's a boat parade, you've seen the big truck drive, you know, motorcade, truckers for Trump, voters for Trump. This is a cattle drive. I mean, is this a Nevada thing or what?
And so no, and can I tell you, it is grassroots. There's not a, you know, an outreach director for ranchers somewhere in the 2020 reelect. These are things that are just happening like the boat parades. I mean, that's just incredible.
And so, you know, I was talking to our former Attorney General Adam Laxalt, who's the chairman of the Trump campaign here in Nevada. And he loved the story, too. And so he called one of his good friends, Congressman Devin Nunes, from California. We all know Devin Nunes. He's the one truly exposed this Russian hoax, nonsensical, inappropriate investigation that took place that led to the impeachment by the House. Devin Nunes is going to fly over from California into Fallon. So we'll have Adam Laxalt, Devin Nunes, and Donald Trump Jr. in Fallon next week for the big cattle drive. And so we're really excited about that. And I know that there's a number of other upcoming events that I think will be very exciting for your listeners. And again, we're going to be pushing to get the president back to Nevada. And I hope we all get a chance to see him again as ballots start arriving in mailboxes.
Indeed. Robert, it is always good to visit with you. I know you've got a lot of different candidates and a lot of different races. We'd be here for like an hour talking about that. But thank you so much. Thank you so much for being a part of the show today. And we'll have you on again soon, I promise.
Sounds good, Kevin. Thank you so much.
Robert Eitoven, the president of J3 Strategies. He's got candidates all over the place. He is an amazing political consultant, and he knows what he's talking about. Stay right where you are. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Planning for tax season? Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. When used for business, a Range Rover can be depreciated at a faster rate than most luxury cars. So now, owning a Range Rover not only affords extreme breadth of capability to your business, it can deliver significant tax advantages as well. Consult your tax advisor for details. Let our business take care of yours. Come in for a test drive today at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
When I left the military, I was excited for a fresh start, but civilian life has been harder than I thought it would be. Figuring out a new career while also being a good mom, wife, and friend. Some days I'm barely keeping my head above water. I finally realized that it's hurting my mental health. To get back to enjoying life again, I needed to get help. Discover how other women veterans like me have learned to thrive after military service by taking care of themselves and their mental health. Visit maketheconnection.net/womenveterans.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It is Friday. It is the one day a week that we celebrate. You know, we work real hard. I know you work real hard. Even those of you that are out of a job right now, that you're knocking on doors. I understand that. But you know what? There's one day where we all come together and we celebrate. It happens to be the best day of the week.
Oh man, what day is it?
Oh, you know better.
It's Friday. Wall to wall, it's Friday.
Friday. Even Joe Biden's dancing. Look at him over there. Look, Joe Biden's dancing. Oh my God.
It's Friday.
It is Friday. By request all across America. Yeah, it's what we do. Now, when we come back, we're gonna check in with Rico Waller, the owner of Carson Insulation, that big, beautiful blue building out there on 50 Highway East in Mound House. I mean, he is one of the nicest people, and the fact that he's a successful small business guy that has survived the Great Recession and has survived the pandemic. I mean, he's actually hiring people. Did you know that? He is actually hiring people. Yeah. It's coming up. We're going to have some fun with Rico Waller. A little bit later on, Mark Lauder. How many times has he been on in the last week? Well, we're 25 days from an election day, so I guess it's understandable that you would probably want to have, and he wants to be on, the Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020. We've got him again this week. We'll talk about that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay right where you are on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that's left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.